listening to Anatomy of the Ear, an annual event where WRCT DJs take over the airwaves to play hour-long sets of their favorite genres all weekend long. Tune into Anatomy of the Ear this Friday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 a.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Regular programming will return Monday morning. Piatta Italian Street Food is a spot for fresh chopped salads, tossed pastas, and toasted piattas, their take on an Italian-style wrap. With four locations in the Pittsburgh area, they've got options to satisfy a variety of cravings. You can find Piatta in the Northway Mall, Oakland, on Pitts Campus, South Hills near Mount Lebanon, and in the South Hills and Robinson area. You can follow Piatta on Instagram at Piatta Italian Street Food to stay up to date on all things Piatta. Anatomy of the Ear is supported in part by Sidecar Bakery, an independent coffee shop located in North Oakland. With a coffee bar, breakfast sandwiches, and baked goods, Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang out with friends in a cafe setting. They now offer catering. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. All right, so now I'm going to get into the music that I'm playing today. My name's Elliot Rice, and I'm playing a genre that I don't really know how to call it exactly. I'm calling it emo-adjacent punk. That's what it says on the poster for Anatomy of the Ear. But it's kind of an amalgamation of a lot of different sounds with certain thematic commonalities and similar like sonic qualities that you'll see over the next hour, but a lot of these bands also sound kind of different to each other. But all the bands play together a lot. They're all basically friends with each other. I think the best way to explain the genre is just by playing a song. This is kind of the only song that I would say is reasonably popular. This is Constant Headache by Joyce Manor. That was Constant Headache by Joyce Manor. This next song that I'm going to be playing is by a guy named Jeff Rosenstock. I would say that he's like the most prolific and not popular, but he's been basically making this type of music for about 20 years, and I'll be playing a bunch of his stuff tonight. This is Twinkle. This is from one of his solo albums from, I think, 2011 or 2012. And it's probably my favorite of his. That was Twinkle by Jeff Rosenstock. As I said, I'll be playing a lot more of Jeff Rosenstock tonight. And this next band, which is called Prince Daddy and the Hyena, I think it's a pretty funny name. That's something you might notice, is a lot of these bands have interesting names, and the songs as well. They like sort of go in full sentence when they make their bands and also when they name their songs. This song is called I'm a Bum by Prince Daddy and the Hyena, and it sort of is like not a blatant ripoff of Jeff Rosenstock, but pretty obviously made in his style. That was I'm a Bum by Prince Daddy and the Hyena. I think the song by Jeff Rosenstock that I played before, Twinkle, it's a little bit more piano-based, so maybe it's a little bit difficult to see how exactly that's like a ripoff of Jeff, but it definitely is, at least a little bit. Now I'm playing more Jeff Rosenstock. This is his band, which was active from, I think, like 2003 to 2012. This is from his album. The band is called Bomb the Music Industry. This is his final album called Vacation, which came out in 2011, and it's sort of just about his like journey with Bomb the Music Industry and how he was able to treat his like life making art as a vacation rather than like a job, because I don't know, his whole band is very it's a very political band. He loves talking about capitalism and whatever. This song is pretty leaning pretty hard into the emo side of emo adjacent punk. This is called Hurricane Waves by Bomb the Music Industry. Say Okay, that was Hurricane Waves by Bomb the Music Industry. That's sort of a good introduction to Bomb the Music Industry, and that's sort of what Jeff Rosenstock's solo stuff for the most part sounds more like. I'll be playing another song of his from one of his solo albums later. Like I said, the one song that I played before, Twinkle, is like not a great representation. It's my favorite personally, but it's not a great representation of what his solo albums are like. The next band I'll be playing is called Pup. Pup and Jeff Rosenstock tour together a lot. They just finished a tour. They came to Pittsburgh. I'm wearing the shirt from that right now. They're pretty cool. They are a lot like Jeff Rosenstock, but I would say a little more towards the punk side and a little less towards the emo side. The next song that I'll be playing is technically two songs, but it flows together. It's basically one song. The first part is called If This Tour Doesn't Kill You, I Will, and the second part is called DVP.
Doesn't kill you, then I will. I hate your guts and it makes me ill. Seeing your face every morning. One more month and 22 days. If this tour doesn't kill you, I may. I'm counting down the miles till we leave the state. I'm counting down the minutes till I can't erase every memory of. You
All right, that was If This Tour Doesn't Kill You, I Will, leading into DVP, both by Pup. As you can see, those two songs are kind of just one song that flow really well together. They're not really about the same thing at all. I don't really know what either of them about, to be honest, but I just know they're not about the same thing. Next, I'm going to play, I said I was going to play another Jeff Rosenstock solo song. This song is from an album called Worry, which is from 2016, and it's sort of about him, like, entering his 20s and seeing, like, his old band was called Bomb the Music Industry. He really doesn't like the music industry. It's like him entering his 20s and seeing all his friends, like, living normal lives, and then he is living this, like, life as a guy who makes music for a living, which is obviously not something that very many people do, and it has its pros and cons, and he very much dislikes this industry. And it also kind of has this, like, romantic theme behind the whole thing, which I think makes for a pretty interesting album. This song specifically is called I Did Something Weird Last Night, and it is by Jeff Rosenstock, as I said. That was I Did Something Weird Last Night by Jeff Rosenstock. Because Jeff Rosenstock, as I said, kind of dominates this genre a little bit, I'm going to be playing more of him next. This is another Bomb the Music Industry song from his album from, I think, 2007 called Get Warmer. It's like kind of a concept album. Jeff Rosenstock really likes concept albums that are like halfway concept albums, halfway just a bunch of cool songs. The majority of this album is like ska punk songs, which I'll play one of his ska punk songs later. They're pretty interesting. This song is not really at all. It's the album kind of is about like depression, and he uses a lot of metaphors and stuff. You probably can't catch them just by listening to one song, but the entire album has a pretty cohesive theme, and this is the title track, Get Warmer.
50 degrees in December, and the heat in my house always broke, so it feels about 25 colder. Can't feel my fingers and toes. I miss the G train with a passion that used to be reserved for eight. And I'm getting too carried away with the of leaving today. I know that I'm getting bored, real bored of myself.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Get Warmer by Bomb the Music Industry. By now, if you've been paying any attention, you can see that, like Jeff Rosen's talking about, the music industry have a lot of variety in their sounds. The first song I played, Twinkle, had like this piano riff that kind of led the whole back of the song. And then I Did Something Weird Last Night is much more of like a traditional punk rock song. And then Get Warmer is a little bit more chill, I guess, and has a lot of synths in it. So Jeff Rosenstock, even though he's like kind of the king of this genre, like doesn't really have one sound or one genre that he sticks to. And this next song, which will be the last song by him that I'm playing, the name of this band, this is the very first band that he was in. I am not allowed to say the name of this band, but I'll call them ASOB. This is ASOB's only album, I believe, called Three Cheers for Disappointment. And this song is called So Let's Go Nowhere.